You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Lord and Master shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after. And to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower. For its mind power shared, the brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The right.
You got this power that people call God. There's many names for it: Allah, God, the Creator, the Most High. But the power exists. Some people, they don't like to admit that power exists, or they just don't believe it. They're atheists, you know what I mean? But me personally, I know there's a higher power, and you know that power is real. That power is like, it's one force, right? It's one God force on this planet. And we are given free will to do what we want with that power. You can use that power for good, and then you can use that power for evil too. But there's only one power. So when people say the God and the devil, nah, there's only one. But you can use that force for bad. That's what these people are playing with. They're playing with that energy that exists out here that we all have access to.
Pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwave swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious feature. Narrator you select. Accompanied by deck plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust?
1995 was the first time I ever heard about the Illuminati. It was in the verse. You were on LL Cool J's I Shot Your remix. And you said, Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the army.
I don't know if we all knew what you meant at the time. I know it started a trend where then every rapper started using Illuminati in their rhymes.
Man.
For you, when you first wrote that lyric, what was going on in your head? What was the message you were really trying to convey?
You know, I grew up in Long Island until I was like 12. And then I moved to Queens, I moved to Left Rack. But in Long Island, they had the gods and the earths, you know, like the 5% nation, the Nation of Islam. It's not the same thing, but affiliated in a way. It always like was intriguing to me because they was out there hustling and doing their thing. But at the same time, they had a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I had a group of friends in school and we were all interested in this information. And we were actually cut out of school to go to the library because we realized that school wasn't teaching us about the history of our culture and our people. I had bumped into some other books that these Muslim brothers used to sell on the streets. The author was Dr. Malachi Z. York. His books just opened my eyes even wider. Simple things like when you say amen after you pray, like where does that come from? Like the origin of the Bible, the origin of the Quran. And I came across the word Illuminati. I wanted to put what I was learning into the music, but I didn't want to turn the fans off. So I decided to like plant seeds. People not going to understand what I'm talking about yet, but it's going to make them curious.
About a year later, after this song comes out, Jay-Z drops his debut, Reasonable Doubt, and on it he has a song called The Evils, produced by DJ Premier.
Right.
And they sample your line, Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
Who but us to supply her with the fire, the burning truth, 150 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in Golden Squad, survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn. Rumbling through the function, precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with humongous effect in the world. We could have conquered it.
Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
نفذت القوات البحرية والقوة الصاروخية وسلاح الجو المسير في القوات المسلحة اليمنية عملية عسكرية مشتركة لعدد كبير.
What is the Illuminati? Like, if you could break down what it is that we're actually talking about when we say Illuminati.
It's a group that was formed, like, in the 1700s, something like that, 1600s. This dude named Adam Weishaupt. He started this group of people, like, powerful, rich people that basically could shape popular opinion and the way, you know, the world is going to move forward. The word means like the illuminated ones. Light is like information. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you see the light now. I found out the origin of the information that they were teaching. It basically comes from this group called the Essenes in Egypt. These are like the original black culture. They're like the scholars, doctors, scientists, esoteric thinkers, and they just knew how to do stuff. Like, for example, look at the pyramids. Nobody understands how the pyramids were built. These are the people that had that knowledge. The Eye of Horus, the pyramid, those are artifacts and things from black culture. They represent certain things of our people from ancient black history of Egypt. You know what I mean? Ancient Egypt. You got these group of people. They break into the tombs. They steal the riches, like the gold and the mummies, and they rape and pillage our culture. They got you thinking your own people and your own artifacts and your own symbolism is evil.
My man said, demonic chapter shall be captured by kings. That is MC Guru from the group Gangstar. I believe they're from Newark, New Jersey. Newark got some serious spitters, man. You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is episode 228. This is March 29th, 2025. Crazy world, a lot going on right now. I know it's been a while since I put out my last episode, probably about a month and a half. And my apologies, I need to be more consistent on that. But one thing that's important, and I do get feedback. People tell me that they were waiting for the episode, so they went back and listened to my archive episodes, which makes a lot of sense because, again, I try not to be repetitive, so there's going to be certain teachings or gems or little insights that I have that don't necessarily, you know, I don't keep repeating them or going back over them or however you want to phrase it, but in order to get that information and that deeper understanding, go back and listen to some of the older episodes. I mean, you can go all the way back to episode one, but in this specific instance, I'm going to ask you to go back and listen to episode 227, where I get into social media and how people like to worship at the altar of social media, where their gods preside and where they relegate their own lives and give up their own existence and their own sovereignty in order to align themselves with their gods, their social media gods that they follow and that give them the acceptance and approval that they're desperately seeking from the social media gods. So go back and give 227 a listen. It's going to tie in pretty closely to this episode 228 today. As I look out into the world today, I see demonic artificers who eat war and adrenochrome for breakfast. While the common man scratches his head wondering where his next job opportunity will come from, I don't understand how we consume their toxic fruit in the form of deadly jabs, overpriced merch, and Apple AirPods version 28,000, as if they can provide the answers to our problems, only to discover the more we play their game, the more hollow we become inside. Now you say, what do you mean? I'm just about to reach 1,000 subscribers on TikTok, and once I reach that, I officially made it in life. It's like somehow you feel the need to prove yourself to everyone, and the only way to do that is to get their approvals, likes, and retweets, and then go to their Substack and join their Patreon. So something like that, in that order. And I think the nuance is everybody's trying to sell like their own brand of free trade coffee. Joke. At what point do you decide that you've had enough of their trickster spells that they're casting on you and seek out to discover your own individual sovereignty, as opposed to going out and buying the latest pair of Air Force Ones, Jordans? The biggest crime today is to think for yourself. This demonic matrix system demands that you fall in line and choose what group you must identify with. And once you identify with that group, you have to agree with everything that they approve of and hate everything that they disapprove of. They will tell you who the enemy du jour or the enemy of the day is, so you can project all of that hate, blame, and guilt, and just whatever negativity that can be conjured up, so you can project it against that villain of the day that they tell you, whether it be Donald Trump or Elon Musk or Tesla cars that they're burning and scratching and destroying, whatever it is that they do, man. But it's time to wake up and realize that you're not living your own life. You're just following the script that's being written for you. Wake up. It's all a real big game, and you're just a pawn being sacrificed at the altar of this demonic regime. Just take a good look in the eyes of some of these people and you will notice that the lights are on, but nobody's home. That's what you call demonic possession. God did not create us to live like this. Like Prodigy said, you know Prodigy from the group Mobb Deep, like he said in the introduction clip to this episode, there's only one power, and you must choose to use that power for good or evil. And we all have equal access to this power. And that is what this system does not want you to realize, is that you have infinite potential already within you, and it's free. I want to present to you two different scenarios to illustrate my point. Scenario number one, you go on social media and like, comment, subscribe to your Instagram gurus. And then you cross-check against three different YouTube channels regarding the latest beef between Fat Joe and Cuban Lynx, just to make sure you're up to date on where that's at. Okay? Then you eat to fill your belly, drink alcohol to numb the pain. You go to sleep, wake up, wash, rinse, and repeat this day after day. After that, tell me how you feel inside. Scenario number two, you wake up in the morning and realize that all of your choices have already been made for you, like you were a cattle and somebody else's farming. They tell you how to dress, how to talk, how to think, who to like and who to hate, and how to breathe, which nostril to breathe out of. Like basically they tell you everything, how to do it and how to live. You then decide that you're sick and tired of that life, and you decide to be the hero in your own movie. So you go and join a gym and start a bodybuilding routine. Or you buy a power washer and start a small business on Facebook Marketplace. You then give your mom $50 from the money you made from your little power washing business. Now tell me how you feel after that. the degree of empowerment that you feel after that. And the only way to understand that is to actually go through and do something like that, and put down the keyboard, put down the smartphone, pick up a shovel, and dig a path to your new self-realized, self-actualized life. Scenario number one is like the movie Groundhog Day, where you have the same life-numbing existence day after day. And in scenario two, you take charge of your own life and commit to putting in hard work and self-sacrifice in exchange for living your true self-actualized life. There's nothing wrong with consuming a little social media. It's just a matter of degree and how much or what type of it you consume. You know, there's positive things that you can follow out there. You know, recently I got into like Japanese maples and cultivating and rooting and such, and just the different varieties of it. And for some reason, I really love the green Japanese maples. They're just beautiful, but I digress. To be totally honest, it seems like most people on social media repeat the same talking points over and over again. Really listen to these people and you will hear the same message expressed 20 different ways. You feel me? It's kind of like following the hidden path of pissed on breadcrumbs that lead to a life of demoralization and suffering. If you take a very close look at what is really actually happening right now, what they want to do is they want to destroy this country and they want to destroy this whole world by war, by economics, by pharmacopoeia, which pharmacopoeia, which the Greek word for that is actually witchcraft. The etymology of that word is witchcraft or sorcery. They want to bring everything down, destroy everything so that we have to rely on them. And then when we're hungry and have no means to live, they will give us, you know, because the dollar's going to crash. You see it happening right now. They're going to provide us a CBDC, a central bank digital currency, so you'll be able to eat and pay your bills. So if you were a good boy, every month you can have a little deposit in there so you'll have enough to eat and pay your bills and pay the rent in your 15-minute city. And if you're a bad boy, guess what? They cut off your CBDC and you die. And if you think I'm kidding, look deeply into this, because this is what's taking place right now as we speak. It's just that people are too busy paying attention to whatever new wonderful thing is coming out this day, or whatever controversy is happening, be it P. Diddy or the Epstein list, whatever it is. And people on social media, they just keep harping and harping on these same talking points, on these same issues. Meanwhile, all it's doing is diverting your attention away from where it really needs to be, preparing some food, putting away some dry rice and beans in Mylar bags and a way to cook them, and maybe some cans of Spam so you can have some protein and fat. Because if the lights go out or they cut off the food supply, which is slowly happening, you're going to be in a really bad place and you're going to have no choice but to get on your knees and beg for the CBDC or whatever it is that they're planning for us. My honest opinion, I don't think it's going to work. Because I think God is going to actually intervene, because there's a methodology, I forget the exact, I think it's called sigil magic or something like that. But what it is one thing, they have to disclose to you what they're doing in advance before they do it. Otherwise, that it goes against their hermetic principles or whatever they believe in, like that whole duality or that balance of things. They have to disclose to you what they're doing. Therefore, they cannot be found guilty or at fault for doing that to you, because you knew it was coming and you accepted it anyway. So you got the approval. So they didn't put it on you. You accepted it. You requested it, right? You requested to be enslaved. And that's what the diversion is. They want you to take your attention away from that, and they just drop these little nuggets, little things that they say. I mean, just look at Hunter Biden. That will tell you like everything you need to know. How, I mean, it's just crazy. And all of this Doge that's coming out right now, I want to see some people locked up. I think, honestly, I'm going to be brutally honest, I think this is a big diversion. And if you're a huge Trump guy or whatever, you know what? It's on you. I mean, hopefully it's true what he's saying, but all I see is a continuation of death and destruction. And this is what we have going on. So you have to take your life into your own hands, right? And affect change in your own life. Realize what they're doing to us, and start on your path, you know, to seek out the best interests of yourself and your family and your loved ones, and preparing for what's coming up, because it is definitely real, real close. It's coming up real close now. Like, the new thing now they're talking about is the pyramids of Giza. How they found all of these structures that run 10 miles deep, these pillars and these unexplainable massive structures beneath the ground that they've just discovered. Or how, what is the, there's a new one also. Oh yeah, they just discovered the tomb of Genghis Khan. They come up with new things every day for you to just delve into and research on, and just divert your attention away from what's really happening. So it's time that you just realize really what's taking place, because right now there's women and children being genocided, just ethnic cleansing taking place in Palestine right now. Meanwhile, people are wondering about what their new Apple smartwatch is going to look like when it arrives from their Amazon delivery. It's time to wake up, people. It's time to realize that these are all carnival barkers just looking to divert your attention away from the Boston Dynamic robots ready to herd us all into the 15-minute city FEMA camps. And in the background, they're going to be playing Post Malone or Beyonce singing country western ballads, you know, to accompany us getting herded into these FEMA camps. It's really time to wake up and make your choices very wisely. I mean, you can go over these things over and over again, and, you know, you have conversations with different people, and as you're talking to them, you realize that you, from a mental standpoint, you know, you're really talking to an infant, a person that has no clue of really anything other than eat, sleep, consume, and complain, cry, and seek pity, you know, and seek approval. And that's what we've turned into. You know, go back and listen to some Greek mythology, read some Friedrich Nietzsche, read the Bible, read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes in the Bible, the Book of Psalms. Book of Psalms is beautiful. I listen to that to go to sleep at night. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach, the merciful, Jesus Christ. I don't know. We're coming into a real, real dangerous time. So pay attention. Very, very close attention. As I say always, it's pattern recognition and timing, right? And the patterns that are coming out right now are patterns of war, death, adrenochrome, and suffering. But you can change all of that because it's a matter of choice. Even though all of this is taking place outside of yourself, your true temple or God-fearing temple you'll build is within yourself. Okay, and understanding that the mere fact that you realize what their game is and you're catching them at their game of what they're trying to do to you, you're just head and shoulders above the crowd of everybody else because they don't have a clue of what's going on, right? Some people might be getting lost on this message, and I know it's kind of esoteric, kind of hidden, like reading tea leaves type of thing. But stick with me on this one. And, you know, again, some of my episodes, if, you know, you listen to them and you're like, what did he say? I don't babble and I don't talk in circles. Go back and really listen to what I'm saying to be able to get a clearer understanding of what's taking place right now in front of us. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's something that you have the control of in your own hands. Like I said, go to the gym and work out, you know, work on your body, your diet, you know, read some good books, have some good conversations, you know, consume some good social media. There's some really good stuff out there. You know, you can listen to some Michael Tesserian or just different speakers out there that speak truth and are able to feed you. Go back and listen to some of the old episodes of this podcast because I just have so much different content that's embedded within, or teachings that are embedded within the episodes that I have out there, that it might be able to shift your perception to where you're able to deal with these things better or have a clearer understanding of what's taking place, man, and understanding where your place in this creation is, you know, and how to move forward there. So I guess I said enough for today, man. I just want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus' name. And yeah, thank you for listening. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My Linktree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my Linktree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top-rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links.